First, I'd invite you to please take a look at my pastor's corner this weekend as I'm talking about the upcoming parish mission. This year, we're doing it a little differently. It's going to begin on Ash Wednesday, the night of Ash Wednesday, during a special 40 hours devotion. Now, if you're from especially Pennsylvania, especially Harrisburg, this was done every year in that diocese in particular. But it's a Eucharistic devotion for 40 hours, and during that time we'll have our mission. So that's Ash Wednesday, the 26th, and then the 27th, and ending on the 28th, Friday, and the end of February. So go ahead and mark your calendars for that. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In the Gospel, Jesus has begun the most famous sermon of all time. So that is the Sermon on the Mount. Now, one of the highlights of any trip to the Holy Land is going to this mount called the Mount of the Beatitudes. And for me as a priest, especially, perhaps even giving a little Sermon on the Mount there. But nothing can compare with the original one. In today's excerpt from the Great Sermon, Jesus compares his disciples, that's us, he compares his disciples to three things: to salt, to light, and to a city set on a mount, city set on a hill. All three of these things exist not for themselves, they exist for something else. So let's first take a look at salt. Now, we usually think of salt as something that gives flavor, and that's true. Just think of French fries without salt, and you know what we're talking about. But in the world before refrigeration, and in countries where you still don't have that, it was the primary way that you preserved food with a layer of salt, especially meats. It was even used by armies to make fields infertile, for your enemies at least. A conquering nation would do this to their enemies so that nothing would grow, so it would be desolate. Rome famously did this to their archenemy, Carthage. Salt also disinfects. If you've ever been to the doctor for a sore throat, what does he tell you to gargle with? Salt water. So salt is not so much valuable in itself, but it's valuable for what it does, how it affects other things. Likewise, light. Light isn't valuable to itself for itself, but we see things by it. It lets us see something. It shines. And also that city on a hill, actually used in Jesus' time, and even today if you don't have a map for navigation. So one way travelers would make their way on land. Oh, there's the city. It's north of where I want to go. It's interesting, though, in our culture today, we tend to think of religion as something for ourselves alone. It's my personal thing, my own spirituality. It's designed to make my personal life richer, more full, better. And that's part of it. Hopefully, our faith makes our life richer, makes it better, more hopeful, and happier. But here's the difference. In the biblical interpretation, one's faith is more like salt and light and that city on a hill. It's not meant for oneself, primarily. It is meant for others. Jesus said to let your light shine so that others may see your good deeds and glorify your heavenly Father. Now, these all intersect when they're done right. We find salvation for ourselves when we bring faith to others. So, we're meant to be salt, to preserve and enhance what is best in society around us. And we're meant to be salt that destroys what is dysfunctional in the culture around us. How many of us as disciples of Jesus Christ understand ourselves this way? Moreover, we are light. You are the light of the world. Light by which people around us come to see what's worth seeing, illuminating the beautiful, and also revealing what's ugly, what's not of God, shining the light in dark places. And people are also called to look at our lives and see a guide in this world. That's what we're meant to be. By seeing our life, they will say, yes, that's what God wants of me. How many of us see our own lives as a guide for others? So we are a city by which people are supposed to navigate. We are light by which they are supposed to see. And we are the salt that seasons and elevates and disinfects. We have seen in history when Christianity has lost its flavor. Jesus talks about the salt. What good is it if it doesn't do anything? We've seen in history when Christianity has lost its boldness, its purpose. When you and I express only a weak faith in our culture, the worst of things happen. How could millions and millions of Jews and others be exterminated in the heart of Christian Europe only 75 years ago? Now, there were a few lights, and it's a complicated issue, certainly. I understand that. And there were a few lights, people who did stand against these murderous ideologies. But think, if all true disciples of Christ had shined the light of Christ's truth and love into the darkness of Nazism, how different things might have been. And that's just one example. How different things might be today if Christians simply just didn't stand for racism, hatred of others because they speak another language, or skin color, or the death of innocent children by someone else's choice, or how as we disciples can't give people hope, women who need the hope that we can offer to know that they and their children are wanted. There is no one unwanted. Also, taking a page from the first reading, the homeless, giving your bread to the hungry, sheltering the homeless and oppressed. As we disciples, if we put our minds to it, how much good we can do for this. Now, we can still be this salt, this light, this guide for the world that Jesus is calling us to be. People take their guidance from all sorts of places. We know that. We do it all the time. They ought to be taking their guidance from Christian churches. The question for us is, why aren't they? What have we lost? Have we lost our flavor? So if so, what's the point? If salt loses its taste, with what can it be seasoned? Jesus said, if you, my followers, can't make a difference, who will? I have sent you. I have chosen you and appointed you to go and bear fruit. A weak Christianity is a disaster for the world, not just for Christians. So the Sermon on the Mount is a challenge, absolutely. We are not here for our own salvation. We exist, like Christ himself, for the salvation of others. So leave today and be salt, be light, be the city set on a hill so that others may see your good deeds and glorify your heavenly Father. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, let us stand. Amen.